Yeah, now I get to do this once a week, right? Well, I was going to wear flip-flops and shorts, but then I wasn't, you know.
See, that's what we would expect.
That's exactly right. I am who I am.
Don't change, right?
No, absolutely not.
What was this process like for you?
You know, it was very interesting, and it's something I've never been through before. I've had searches where I was a candidate and outside coming in, but I've never been a candidate and been in-house. So sitting in on the interviews was a learning experience. It was a humbling experience. And, you know, I'm obviously very excited that it turned out like it did, because I think the most important thing, and Gus and I have talked about this a lot, is whatever's best for Jacksonville and our fans, Shad, Dave, you know, that's the decision he should make. I had a great job coaching the defensive line, and if this is best for the organization, then let's do it. If not, you know, I'm going to continue to bust my hump and be the best darn D-line coach I can be. So, but it was a humbling experience.
What kind of changes do you feel like you'll bring to the defense that'll be different than what Babich brought?
You know, not ever, because I respect the heck out of Bob. I've learned a lot from Bob, you know, not just coaching here, but coaching at North Dakota State with him, is there's going to be a mentality to our defense, and I think it's going to be a situation where we're going to play with great toughness, great effort, and we're going to play discipline. And I think that's some of the things that we did not do as a unit, and that starts with me also. But I don't float in the gray. I really don't. I think everything is black and white. Our players know that. Our D-line definitely knows that. And that's the way I kind of approached the run game last year. And, you know, I think they want that. Our players want discipline and details. And that's one thing they're definitely going to get from me.
How much say did you have in the defensive line rotation the last 3 years?
In the rotation playing time, you're saying? I control all that, who plays, when they play, and how much they play. You know, we try to keep guys as fresh as we can all the way through the fourth quarter. And that was one of my responsibilities I had.
Ty, what was your reaction when Gus said, I want you to sit in on these interviews?
I think my first question is why. You know, why do I need to do that? Yeah. You know, I'll take my time when it's my time. And, you know, he values my opinion on things, which is obviously nice to have a head coach that values your opinion. And it was like I said, it was interesting. But I did learn a lot. There's some things that we picked up scheme-wise, you know, which is really going to help us, we feel, as a defense. So I enjoyed the process. Stressful process, I would say. Not pressure, stress, as Gus would say. But it's a good process, and I'm glad it's done. I'm excited about it.
Todd, did you feel like this was your job to lose based on that part of it that you were brought in to those interviews?
No, I didn't. We sat down and talked from the get-go that you're a candidate, and that's it. You know, one thing that Gus knows about me is don't beat around the bush, you know. And I said, straight from the start, my candidate, he said yes. And that is it, is you're just a candidate. You have to prove to us as an organization that you're the man that we want for the job. And, you know, apparently I did it, and I'm very excited about it.
Do you think you could have done this, would have worked the way you guys did it that way if you didn't know each other so well for the last two decades?
Oh, it probably not. You know, our relationship is special. You know, but at certain times in our careers, we've been together, and it's time for us to depart also. You know, so, you know, we love each other dearly, but at the same time, we know we got to do what's best for the organization.
Was it ever awkward in the room with these other candidates?
Oh, I don't know, awkward. Uncomfortable. Okay. You know, it was uncomfortable because, you know, in the back of your mind, I think it's just human nature that, you know, you want to be the defensive coordinator. You know, you think you can do a great job at it. And when you see other people who are very good coaches, well-established coaches, and you respect them, that you know they could do a good job too. It's just up to the organization to make the decision.
We all know, obviously, that if this defense doesn't improve, then it's probably not going to be 2017 for Gus or anybody.
Right.
I mean, he's kind of put that all on your shoulder a little bit. I mean, are you ready for that challenge? Are you eager for that challenge to make, you know, the help?
Right. Yeah. I think that's, you know, every assistant coach we have on defense. You know, it's not just me that's coming in and taking control and doing everything myself. We have a great staff that we've put together and that we could possibly be adding more from now here on out. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready for the challenge. I can't wait to get to the Senior Bowl, start evaluating those players, get back here, start with our scheme and our cut-ups, and figure out exactly what puts our players in the best position to be successful. So I'm excited.
Todd, can you just outline for us what your expectations are for this defense next year? Rankings, one-loss record, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to get caught up in the stats and all that kind of stuff. I just know we're going to play more disciplined than we have, and we're going to play assignment-sound football. And I think that starts with me holding people accountable, not only our players but our coaches. Like I said, I don't float in the gray. It's very black and white for me, and our coaches know that. And if it's not getting done, I'm probably not going to be too happy about it. But at the same time, we got great coaches. We got some very good players that allow us to make these strides so we can continue to get better.
Was there any time that you thought over the years this might come sooner, when Gus left Seattle? Or, you said you were a candidate for a defensive coordinator position before.
Right.
Is this kind of like a finally type of thing?
I've learned a lot. I think that's the biggest thing. But my philosophy is basically I want to work, learn, and grow every day, and if that's through other people, through experiences, whatever it may be, and I think these last 3 years have allowed me to do that. But you're also, as a coordinator, you're going to put your own little touches on things, what you feel, how you want the defense to look, and there'll be some changes.
More discipline. This team isn't overly penalized over the last couple of years, so you mean it from a variety of standpoints?
Yeah, I'm not. It's not penalties to me. I mean, you want to be penalty free, but just the assignment and the details and fundamentals, we have got to execute that stuff better for this package to work. It's a very precise package, and for us to be able to execute it, we got to be on our job.
How frustrating he thought that he gave strong consideration to him calling the plays.
Yeah.
How would you have been with that, to be named coordinator but not be the play caller?
If Gus thought that was the best for the organization and for our team, I'm good with that. I left Seattle as a D-line coach and came here as a D-line coach because I came here because I wanted to help Gus. And it doesn't matter. If he wants to call the plays, he can call the plays. All I care is we go out, we continue to get better, for the organization, Shad, and the community. We just have got to continue to get better. So whatever that is.
Along those lines, he got an extension. All the assistant coaches got an extension. In the building, obviously the win-loss record isn't there, and obviously the questions happen because of it.
Right.
But, amongst you guys, how confident are you in this scheme, the way you guys are going about it, that, man, this is going to turn the concern in a hurry?
Right. Our scheme is not broke. This scheme is not broke. It shows that there's some teams that implemented it a year ago in some other places, and they jumped drastically, in stats and all that kind of stuff. We just got to fix some things. And we got to be able to implement a little bit more to put our good players in position to make plays because, really, it's a players' league. We got to get them ready during the week. And then on Sunday, they got to go out and just execute and be able to make plays. So we got to put them in position to do that.
How frustrating was it with the regression of the pass rush last year? And also, how do you plan on fixing it?
It was a little frustrating. Anytime you lose a play like Cedric Marks, I think he only played 3 games. That's 8.5 sacks I think he had a year ago. And we didn't get the stuff inside to help the outside guys, and at times we didn't have the outside stuff to help the inside guys. So it was frustrating during the year, and we tried to do some things blitz-wise and all that to be able to affect the quarterback. And maybe it wasn't as strong as it needed to be. But for us, we got to be able to evaluate what players we have up front, through free agency, the draft, the ones we have in the building, and what can we do to put them in position to be successful. There's going to be a lot of studying done in the off season on third down. We got to figure out why we were not successful on third down, because if you look at it, the teams that were top 10 in third down also were 7 out of the 10 were top 10s in quarterback disruption. So there's a correlation between disrupting the quarterback and third down. So that's something that we really got to work on here in the offseason. That's our number one project, is we got to figure out third down.
Gus involved in the hiring of Bullock. Did you know anything about him?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I was fortunate enough to set in on everything. And he has a strong personality, which, once again, I really like that. I want you to have confidence when you step up in front of our room, demand detail and fundamentals, and he does all that. So I'm very excited about having Daniel here. And along with the rest of our staff, we have some good coaches. A couple of us have been in the system now, quite a while, and I think we can get this system, you know, cleaned up and ready to go.
Have you ever heard of bullies before?
No, it's a situation, you know, Monty Kiffin, he's hired some great people over the years, and we have a correlation with a guy that knows him, that I've clinicked with and stuff around the country at times. And so we just did our backgrounds and figured it out and brought him in and did a phenomenal job.
What's that guy that Monty called? What's he doing now?
He's a head coach in college. Yep, head coach. Ohio.
Gus alluded to potentially some changes with Dante.
Yeah.
Fowler. Can you maybe elaborate on that a little bit? You're not scrapping the Leo, but are you doing something different with the Leo maybe?
No. We're not scrapping the Leo. We're not changing the Leo. It's just there's things that, once again, that we do our studies. We've already been, you know, vacation. There wasn't one this year, which is awesome. And we've started studying how to put him in some different positions to be successful and really stress the offensive line, the offensive quarterback, or whoever you want to say. And we got to make sure that we can put him in position to be successful, not just stand up out there and put his hand down, you know. But at the same time, we have to stay within our package and put him in a position, because he's an explosive player. I think it hurt when we lost him a year ago. And, you know, you've seen some of the issues we had because Dante wasn't here. And he's busting his hind end, working out. His body's already starting to change. You can see the determination he has to come back from this injury. And I can't wait to put my hands on him. That's some of the reason I'm excited about, you know, helping with the defensive line, also with Aaron, so I can continue to help that development up front.
So it's safe to say he won't be, say, in the same spot every single down?
No, he won't be.
Okay,
I can tell you
that's
that.
That's where we're going with.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he won't be.
With that said, has there been any consideration using him as an auto?
You know, not the auto position on things that we do. You know, we'll get into the scheme stuff. You know, he might line up at that position, but he won't be called the auto. You know, something like that.
Sorry. Sometimes it's good to get fresh eyes on something.
Mm-hmm.
So do you, because you were mostly with the defensive line and stuff,
yeah,
how much of fresh eyes do you have looking at the secondary and linebackers and stuff like that that maybe you weren't studying as much last year just because of what you were doing?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was studying it. You know, I've coached linebackers for 7 years also, so it's a situation. The only thing I haven't coached is corners. And that's a different position in itself, and that's why we got Dwayne Walker. He's easily one of the best read technician coaches in the league. That's why it was so important that we have Dwayne part of our staff with our read package. But, you know, I look at it, I study it. It's something that, you know, in the run game, I got to know exactly what they're doing, how they fit, and all that kind of stuff. In the pass game, it's been a process since I started out as a D-line coach, went to a coordinator. You got to be able to learn and study it all. So even though you're the defensive line coach, if you have aspirations to be in this role, you got to learn that stuff. And we spent a lot of time with coaches in the off seasons, obviously with Coach Kiffin, has been a great leader for me in learning and being on the details. So it's a situation I got to make sure I watch that closer, you know, because I do know what's going on up front, but I still have to make sure that we get everything addressed all the way through the whole defense, top to bottom.
Is there a chance you'll coach defensive line too, or is it assuming you're going to hire somebody for that?
There's a possibility of me coaching the defensive line also, yes.
Yep. What do you think of linebacker coaching?
Our coaches we have now?
Yeah.
Saul is very educated in the system, which is, once again, you know, we talked, Gus and I sat down, we talked about staff, and I think we have a very good staff. Saul is very strong in what he believes in also, and the fundamentals and the way this package should be executed. And so I feel very strong with that. Scotty Hazleton is our assistant linebacker coach. He's been a lot of different places. You know, I've coached with him before, Jacksonville. And he's strong in, once again, his beliefs. He's ran this same package at a college level. So we're excited about those two coming back. They've done a great job of working together. You know, you always got to be concerned about egos when you get two strong leaders in the room at the same time. And they've done an excellent job of working together and making sure that those guys play well together.
Do you have some thoughts on maybe other position changes in terms of guys that you might want to look at some other spots?
As in coaches?
No, players.
As players, you know, we're going to do, you know, once we get into the cut-ups, once we get back from the Senior Bowl, we'll go through and we'll see what their strengths and weaknesses are. You know, do they need a position change to help our package? And then at that point in time, we'll make those decisions. But that's always an option of, can a guy play better here and impact the game better at a different position? If that's the case, then he will move and, you know, we'll continue to
move. You don't have anybody in your mind going in that you thought, you know what, I really want to see?
We got some things in mind, but, you got to have communications with the players, the coaches, Gus and I, and all that kind of stuff. So at this point in time, we'll kind of leave that one alone.
One more on Fowler, Todd. What is the thinking there? Is that it's tougher, again, for an offense to prepare for a guy if they don't know where he's going to be, mm-hmm. down-to-down? Is that what?
And matchups.
Okay.
You know, try to get him in a situation where he's one-on-one with somebody and put other guys in other positions where they can't just slide to him. You know, so we're trying to put him in position, and it could be over any of the five guys up front, to allow him, you know, to be successful and show really what he's capable of doing, because he is a phenomenal athlete and player. And he's working hard to get back to where he was, and we just got to put him in positions to, you know, show those talents.
Todd, what are your thoughts on Tel Bundy? The talk about you guys want him to be stronger, but does that necessarily equate to what the weight that you want him playing at? Because Telvin's been very reluctant to add weight just for the sake of adding weight.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, when I talk about toughness, I'm not necessarily talking about big and strong and all that. It's the mental makeup, and it's the physical makeup of how they play. You don't have to be 260 to be a thump linebacker. And we don't ask Telvin to do that. You know, we like him to play in space, play with his athleticism, and he does that for us. So we're not asking him to get to 240 pounds and become a downhill linebacker. That's not what we drafted Telvin for. We drafted him for his athleticism and playing in space. And he's done a real nice job for that for us, you know.
But do you think there's some sort of durability issue where you want him to come in a little?
Right. You know, to me, it all – go ahead.
Outrageous.
Right. No, I think it's up to the strength coach. What is his best body weight so he can control his movement and athleticism? You know, we're in sub-package 65% of the time. So he's got to be able to run and play in space. Now, can he do that at 225 instead of 212? If he can do that, it would only be better for him and lengthen his career, being healthy.
Okay, so there's no weight mandate or something?
No.
Okay.
No.
You talked about the discipline, and obviously there were sometimes calls that got in, half played one defense, half played another, that kind of thing. So what's your style to get discipline? Do you yell at people? How do you get more discipline?
Well, I think a lot of it is you have to coach them first so they know what you're asking of them, you know, and it's not like where you sit and say, you know, I'd kind of like you to do this. I don't, like, once again, I don't communicate like that. You will align here, and that's where you will align. So it's not gray to me. So once they know, then you can hold them accountable. And, you know, they're going to understand that my best interest as a coach for them is to get them better, to help them. If they understand that, how demanding we are, or what our style of accountability, they understand that we have the best interest of them. And I think our defensive line knows that. And now I got to be able to give that, and the players got to understand who I am as a person so they know that I don't mess in the gray, I guess. I don't know how else to say it for you.
You said you got to put your good players in position. Who are your good players? Who do you consider good players?
You know, I think we have a lot of them. I think it's a situation for us, even ones that maybe some people say they're not very good, maybe they're not in position to make plays. But I think we have a lot of good players. And we have the ability to bring some more good players in, you know, to create competition, you know. And once we get that done, you know, I think people will be able to see, you know, really who our good players are.
This might be a little bit off topic, but how often do you get confused for Gus when you're at it?
A lot, you know, and I don't understand it because I'm better looking. You know, it was funny in the search process, my picture would show up with his name underneath it. And my wife was like, you don't look anything like that, you know. So it's a situation. We'll be sitting out, you know, if I have my family there, then they know I don't have as many kids. But we get, you know, caught looking the same, but I don't know, think we are.
Inside something, Gus Bradley.
Never. No. They'll come up and say something, and I'll say, I'm not who you think I am. I work for him. That's what I say. Yeah. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. But, no.
It's going to happen more, though. But because now you're more high-profile position here, obviously. I mean, more pictures and all that other stuff.
Yeah. I don't really think about that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in a free safety?
We got to be able to have some guy that can have some range back there. You know, I think we got two or three safeties now that can run and be effective. But the biggest thing is, you know, they got to be able to cover ground in the things that we do in our package. So, you know, we're looking for speed, intelligence, and once again, we have some of those guys on our grass. We just got to get some things cleaned up with them.
Dave said that position might be harder to find as far as a really good one than maybe even a franchise quarterback. Do you kind of share that sentiment? How hard is it in this day and age with spread offenses in college football to find that free safety that you guys need in your
Right. state? I think it's hard to find a franchise player at any position. Right. A franchise player is a franchise player.
Well, even like a good player.
Yeah. It's difficult to find just players that fit your scheme, you know, and that comes back to us and our personnel department, who's done a great job of getting people in front of us. But the free safety position, it's tough to find, you know, but at the same time, you know, we got to keep working and find it and keep working with the guys that we got, because I think we have a couple guys that are talented there now. But, you know, we just got to keep working and developing young players to be that type of player. But it's tough to find any franchise player.
Do you think Sample is a free or a strong?
You know, we're going to figure it out once we get through it. We didn't get to, you know, work with him a lot because of the injury and stuff. I know we're excited about working with him. I do know that.
You said earlier your number one project in the offseason is to fix the third down issues. If you're in a room with Jonathan Cyprian, what are you telling him his number one project should be this offseason?
Get better, you know, and we'll be more specific with him. But he needs to continue to get better. You know, he has everything you need to have to be a quality football player. And it's our job as coaches, with myself, you know, Dwayne Walker and Daniel, to get that out of him. So, I mean, that will be a conversation we'll have, because Sip's a good player. You know, we got to make him better.
What was he not doing? Is it a matter of just tackling better, taking better angles on plays, or do you not want to get that specific?
Yeah, I would rather not get that specific. You know, I think as a coach, if I have stuff I want to talk to a player about or whatever it may be, a coach, whatever it may be, I'm going to talk to them first. You know, I owe that to them. And I would expect the same thing for them. If they got an issue with me, I hope you come to me. You know, that's the accountability and the trust that we have to develop as a coaching staff with our players, and we owe that to them.
You talked about the system, the scheme not being broken. How critical is it for this scheme to have the Leo to bring the pressure on early downs and then have that free safety be able to go sideline to sideline? Are those two keys for this scheme to work?
Yeah, they're key components, along with the, you know, you have to have a disruptive three technique. You know, and did it hurt losing Senderic? Yeah, he was a disruptive player for us. But those two positions are very important, as is the Mike linebacker to get us all straight and lined up. So is the strong safety with all the run fits in the box. So is the nose guard taking on a bump. So, you know, every position is important, but we just got to continue to develop our players, and I think we have a chance to do that.
Are you worried that ACL is often a two-year injury, and the first year back, they're not quite what they were before. It takes right. 2 years to get back to that.
Right. You know, it just, he had it at a good time if he got it, you know. It was right away, so he's, you know, we'll actually get almost a year and a half with it, right? So it's a situation, he's going to have plenty of time. He'll be able to go out and go through OTAs, go through training camp, where some of these guys don't get an opportunity. Senderic didn't even get an opportunity to do that, you know. So I think his development will be a little bit faster, you know, and then plus his work ethic in the off season here, a great job. Our strength staff has done, Scott and our trainers, that with the ability they've done with him to get him to where he's at now is great. So we're going to be excited, and I think he'll get back as fast as we need him to.
It's no secret that you guys are going to go pretty heavy, you know, free agency and draft mm-hmm. on the defense side of the ball. How exciting is that for you, and do you expect to be a little more involved in maybe the process of evaluating talent?
Yeah, I mean, I've already sat down with Chris already to get the list and start all that stuff. Got that early this morning. But, you know, I'm excited about everything, to be honest. I'm excited about working with the players. The CBA doesn't allow us to do that as quick as you would like, but that's the rules that we have to live by. I'm excited about going to Mobile, to be honest with you. You know, a lot of people don't look at Mobile as a positive thing. We get a we get a step up on evaluating, being in the room with these young men, getting to know them a lot better than 30 other coaching staffs get to. So we're excited about that, and we know we got, I think it's 8 draft picks. So, and if it's on the defensive side, great. If it's on the offensive side, great. Let's just make sure that we continue to get good players like we have been and continue to improve. So I'm excited about a lot of stuff.
Will you coach on game day in the box or on the sideline?
Sideline.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Awesome.